Right.
Yeah, we're back, everybody.
A little late, but better late than never.
It's true. Hoping everybody's doing fabulously, as always.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I'm still going to wish it for them anyways.
Wish all you want. Oh, look at that. Exclusive. Bernie Sanders worries young people are underestimating the threat from Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think he left me a message saying he wants to come in.
Oh, Bernie Sanders did?
Yeah.
I would love to talk with him if he's going to come in today.
I don't know when he's going to come in. Let me see where he's at. I don't know.
Good point.
In his travels.
Bernie's a busy man.
I don't think he knows where he's going yet.
Well, I know the missus keeps him on his toes, the way he puts it.
The older he gets, I think the missus cares less and less.
Because, you think so?
Yeah. I think... he knows it's such a threat to Trump winning that the wife needs to just back off.
Wow. I would think, the way Bernie's put it before, I would think he wouldn't have that ability to tell his wife that.
No, it's that serious.
Okay.
Her sexual, proclivities must fucking take a fucking side seat. Back seat, or whatever they call it.
There you go. Yeah, take a back seat.
Take a back seat.
Two priorities. All right.
Not that woman.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Sanders, if that's the case.
And of course, she knows, hey, I married a politician. I might have to do that every now and then. Hopefully it won't be for long.
Ideally. I respect that. Hey. If that's the case, thank you, Mrs. Sanders, for it. And of course, thank you, Bernie Sanders, for your service.
Well, it also reminds me of, since if she has to do that, she's probably going up to taking a drive out to Suffern. Except for New York.
To Bob's Big Dick Warehouse.
Bob's Big Dick Warehouse.
If Bernie can't service her for this point in time, then the missus needs something.
Sure.
She needs a little help.
But, she used to date Chuckles the Clown.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
What?
So I don't think he lets her go up there on the weekends.
That's something I had no idea. Yeah. So she can't go up on there on the weekends. Can she go up there during weekdays? Yeah. Like, why not weekends?
Because that's when Chuckles is there, as you know.
Oh, yes, that's a good point. I didn't know if Chuckles happened to be there on weekdays, too.
At this point. There's no pony rides then.
Good point. Pony rides for the kids.
Pony rides for the kids there.
Oh, man.
So after church activities.
Yes, that's true. I love it. After church activities.
The kids have school during the week, honey.
Yeah, that's true. But after church activities is going to Bob's Big Dick Warehouse. Mm-hmm. For couples, the crown, and the pony rides.
For fun for the whole family.
Yes, that's right. In the gently used department.
Yeah, they can, you know, kids can take their clothes to Goodwill. And this is how we do it. We pass along what we don't need to those less fortunate.
Yes.
You know, the elder mom and dad can say, oh, we're going in here to pass our old stuff along to people less fortunate.
No,
they'll leave, you know, they'll get to that when they get to it.
Yeah, no, I'm
what
wondering.
What do you mean by
that? The elder mom and dad. What do you mean by elder? Like,
well,
how
mom
much
and dad, you know, the older people. Like, what are you going in there for? Can we come? No.
There you
not
go.
Not allowed in there. Why?
So just older isn't older than kids.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Because you're saying elder. I was thinking you mean like 80 and 90 year olds.
Oh, no. Well, they're welcome in Bob's Big Dick Warehouse,
of course.
Too. Actually, they have a seniors discount, too.
Yes. I would expect nothing less for Bob.
Present your AARP card and you get another 15%
yes.
off.
Yes. I didn't know AARP was in with them, too.
Well, I think, and if you're a veteran, forget
it. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Bob,
veterans, thank you for your service.
Bob will salute you in a special kind of way.
Absolutely.
A special kind of discount.
Whatever it takes.
Right.
Oh, man.
You know that flag flying out in front of his establishment?
Yeah.
He means it.
Oh, I
you
love
know,
it.
Just, you know, not just to draw in the crowds.
No.
He means it.
Yeah.
You know?
He has his principles.
He means it. You know?
Oh, I love it.
I wonder who he's going to vote for.
I would hope Bernie Sanders. I would hope Bernie Sanders would vote for Joe
no,
Biden.
No, I'm talking about Bob.
Oh, Bob! Yes, yes. I would hope, since Bob supports veterans, that he would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. You never know, though.
Because you know Trump calls veterans losers.
Hey.
Publicly on camera.
Hun.
More than once.
I didn't see it on camera, but
I'll find it for you. I'll show you.
I know a few people. I don't know personally, but I've heard from, and I've read a few people, that their character is, you know, unfucking, it's so reputable.
Yeah. What, like, you know, veterans or?
No, like that guy, who was that one general?
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah. He said, yeah, you can't be president.
Mm-mm.
That he was actually going to quit with that other guy.
Yeah.
Mark Kelly.
Yes, that's who. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he said, well, we can't leave our cubes like this because,
no,
you know.
But either way.
Saying shit like this.
Yeah. Either
he
way.
He doesn't want to be seen with a veteran that lost a leg because he's like, well, I don't want the guy gimping next to me because it's all about image or whatever.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, we can't have this.
No. Again, Trump calls veterans and soldiers who died in battle losers, which is really fucked up.
I'm just saying, that's who's Mark Kelly?
Mm. Mark Kelly's message needs to get out more.
Yeah,
it's something like Bernie Sanders was saying. I saw it too, not just kids. He's saying everybody. He said, "How are you forgetting the things that Trump did? How are you forgetting the things that he said?"
You know, it could,
really?
It's easy to, because there's so much of things.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
No, not even that. Just so much of what he has said.
Thanks for joining us.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
hard to keep track.
It's hard to keep track,
yeah.
And everybody's kind of waiting in bated breath. I'm like, what else is he going to say? It's really fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I got a whole list of things he said here.
Right.
Like, I know Caps was on the other day, and I know we have another newer listener from, was it Cambodia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he's sometimes in Thailand, sometimes in Cambodia, and they were saying they're not here from the U.S. They're from the U.K. Well, they're U.K. citizens. But they're saying, oh, yeah, we would vote for Trump. I'll actually break down things he actually said about why we can't vote for Trump.
Okay.
For one?
Who said?
What? Actually, Trump. Literally things he said. It's not even speculation.
Oh, I thought you said why Trump said that.
No.
They shouldn't vote for him.
No, not so even. Yeah.
Boy, that's really.
That'd be something.
No, that would be. I'd give him props for that. Like, you know what? Maybe it's the whole, maybe I should vote for him.
Just oh, God.
Because he said he should. You know?
That would be something, wouldn't it be?
It would be funny.
It'd be terrifying.
But it'd be funny. Go on. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
The gullible.
Right.
Exactly. But no, like one thing, these are things he's flat out said more than once. Trump has said he'll remove more than 11 million people from the country. By means of
wrong
including.
With that? Depending who it is.
Well, just a moment.
My ex-wife.
Well, there she's not going to be on the list.
Oh.
She's not.
Are you sure?
It's only people. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive. Positive. Yeah.
No.
It's people he deems as enemies. They're not his enemy. But yeah, he's going to remove more than 11 million people from the country by means including building migrant detention camps and deploying the military at the border and across the country. Because, yeah, the military is going to go basically kidnap people from cities and remove them. Because they're immigrants. And immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. Literally, he said these things. There's that. There's also he would permit red states. This is pretty recent. He said he'll permit red states with restrictive abortion laws to monitor women's pregnancies and prosecute those who violate those abortion bans. Craziness. He also said he, quote unquote, would, at his personal discretion, without funds, withhold funds appropriated by Congress as a political tactic. And there's no word on who he tried to blackmail into doing this bidding of his. But either way, he said this is what he's going to do. So there's somebody he knows he can blackmail to just basically go along with what he says. Says he'll fire any U.S. attorney who failed to prosecute individuals at his discretion. Basically, it's going
to do what to him?
He will fire any
okay.
U.S. attorney.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Not going to. He's going to fire any U.S. attorney who will not prosecute anybody who he tells them to prosecute. Basically, turns us into a banana republic. He said he'll consider pardoning the people involved in January 6th attack on the Capitol, including the more than 800 at this point who pled guilty or been convicted. And he said he won't at this point to commit to aiding any attacked ally in Europe or Asia if he thinks the country isn't paying enough for its own defense. He says he will gut civil service, which civil service. These are people who are federal employees. A lot of them, they work in different organizations, different EPA, different groups within the government. They keep things running.
Yeah.
And
they keep things in check.
They keep things in check. Well, he's going to fire them.
You're fired.
Yeah, basically.
And then make a TV show out of it?
Which is craziness.
Is he going to make a TV show out of it?
Probably.
Like
probably.
You're
I would
fired.
Think so. Yeah. Scientists have said that climate change means the likelihood of future pandemics. Trump's response is that he's going to close the White House pandemic-related office. If we're not paying attention to it, it's not happening, that whole thing. There will be, and this is another thing too, there will be loyalty tests for anyone who wants a job with the administration. The only people who are allowed to work with him are the ones who say that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
Oh, you know what's funny?
What?
All right. Theater of the mind thing.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. He gets everybody in a room.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretend it's like the first day of school.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And Trump comes in. I know you're expecting somebody else, but I'm here. Okay. We all have some catching up to do. And he's going up and down the aisles, and everybody's kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is this guy, am I going to get fired? What's going on with me? So he'll hand like a little note to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whoever it is, be like, what is this? Do you like me? Yes, checkbox. No, checkbox. Maybe, checkbox. And then Trump will turn around real quick. Like,
yeah.
And the guy like, oh, shit, I don't have a pen. And like, hey, tap out your pen. Stop talking to me. I'm going to get in trouble. Hey, you said that. Said what?
Oh,
I heard somebody talking. I just need a pen. Oh, so you came in where you weren't prepared to do any work, huh?
Let me guess. Let me guess.
You're fired.
Exactly. There you go.
Hand the note to somebody else now. Anybody.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's it? you know what? You questioned me, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Hand the note to somebody else.
Oh, wow.
That has a pen. Anybody to bring a pen or pencil today, you're fired. Get out.
Oh, God, what is happening?
Half the people would be like, thank God. And the other half would be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, exactly.
But half would be like, thank God. Thank God.
Wait, thank God they brought the
they
pen?
Got fired.
Or thank God they got fired. There
yeah,
we go. Yes.
That was easy.
That's
I
better.
I thought I was going to be here all day.
That's far better.
Worse. I thought I'd have to be here for 4 years.
Oh, God. That'd be so much worse.
Oh, excuse me. Before I leave? What? I'm still going to get my pension and unemployment rate. Probably.
Oh, man.
You're fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Go just, see my daughter on the way out.
Of course.
So take to get your paperwork started.
Oh, that's what it is. I was assuming it was going to be something like involved with sleeping with his daughter.
Mm. No.
Well, Ivanka, not
want,
Tiffany.
He wouldn't want any of his daughters sleeping with a bunch of fucking losers that don't bring pens, they're not prepared for their first day.
There we go.
Unlike him. He was there early.
Oh my God.
On time. Prepared.
Just wow.
I had enough papers.
Had enough papers all for these notes?
With them printed out. Do you like me?
No.
Checkbox, yes.
No, is
checkbox,
there more
no.
Is there more than one note that he brought in? Or there's, just the one?
The beauty of it is they're not all, you know, I just dumbed it down. The whole,
okay.
Do you like me, yes or no?
Yeah.
There's other ones. He might throw him a curveball. What's the best thing you like about me?
Oh, okay.
And it'd just be a little checkbox. You've got to be able to write.
Better come up with something.
A few things. You got very little room to write.
Oh, God.
He doesn't care about grammar. Just
yeah.
enough positive verbs or nouns.
And does it all have to be in all capital letters? Like he posts
no.
everything, but super,
no,
super
but
tiny?
He does. For some reason, I probably shouldn't say this, he does prefer alphabetical order.
Wow.
You gotta think on your feet.
Okay,
I can't go
that.
From a Z or a B back to a R.
Oh, man.
Of the president, you know, that kind of time. It has to be best guy ever I met. To
like, what does that even mean?
Best guy ever. You know?
Yeah. Well, best guy ever would be before
friend.
Best guy I ever met, because alphabetical order.
Yeah, friend.
Oh, yes.
Phenomenal.
Oh, God.
If you know the one.
Well,
sensational.
Be, yeah, there you go.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, now you went backwards.
See, I'd get fired.
Yeah,
well, I mean, not fired, but he would frown upon me. We have some work to do.
Okay, well, I certainly hope you're not going to actually go and try to get on his cabinet.
No, but I'm just saying, if that were the case,
yeah,
you might say, you know, it's going to be with Ivanka, then I would have to say, all right, my wife has to come and we're going to be, you know, I really need the both of them to really get me. You know,
I see
to break
your,
this
kind your wife and your daughter, of course, they need.
My daughter.
No, not yours.
His
I'm saying
daughter.
For him. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying like talking to him. Like you need your wife and your daughter to do this. Yeah.
No, I need my wife.
Oh,
and
you need
his
your
daughter.
Wife and his daughter. I get it. Sorry. I thought it was like going slipping back into the whole thing about how creepy he is, about how he has a house for his daughter. That's what I thought we were getting to. No. You're saying
maybe
me
you
and
understand
his daughter.
Why I would need. You know, I served for the good of the country. Because actually, in here, I did write patriotic.
Now,
are you going to call me a liar? Can I look back? I did write it in pen, so.
It's true.
All right. Ivanka.
Oh, man. Somehow, I have a feeling he would not be okay with anybody sleeping with his daughter.
Look,
except for
happened.
Him.
It's already happened.
It has. It's true. Unless they have some kind of arrangement.
Anyway,
yes,
but there
would
be different days, there'd be different questions.
Oh, wait, so these happen more than once?
Oh, no, but instead of just, do you like me, yes, no, or maybe? No, because I don't know why maybe's there. He figures maybe he can stump them somehow.
Probably.
Or the whole, if you were me, what was the, you know, looking in, what is what you could have, what would you improve about me?
Yeah.
If you were me.
Yeah.
Because it's all about it, me against me.
Of
and
course.
Me, you know, what would it be?
Because malignant narcissism.
So if you write anything, except for N.A.
Mm. You can't write N.A.?
You have to write N.A.
Oh, you have to.
Not
okay.
applicable.
Okay.
I didn't change a fucking thing.
And there you go.
Of course, that's...
Unless you want, you're
unless
fired.
You want. Yeah, unless you want
to
get fired.
Unless you're hoping to get released from this hell.
Then... You don't mind not bringing a pen.
Oh.
Or pencil.
Mm. Or anything to write with.
Anything to write with.
Hmm.
That's why you see sometimes in classrooms all the pencils that are stuck up in ceiling.
That's true. You know what? I never had any classrooms that pencils were stuck in the ceilings,
yeah.
But I've seen pictures of this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
With like classes that you were in?
Yeah. I mean, I've...
Did you toss... Did you
know what?
Stab
What's
pencils
up?
Into the...
Adam, I'll be honest with you. I never
Let's hear it.
I never had one stick.
No.
But I've tried.
You made an attempt.
Yeah, I just never had the dexterity or the, you know.
That's okay.
It never happened.
You know what? That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably for the best. At least the high school I went to.
I'm talking about middle school and high school.
Okay, middle school and high school you saw
pencils
in the ceiling. Okay, well, I know at least, well, I'm not sure about the middle school, but I know the high school I went to, I remember the German teacher, Miss Berleski, Berleksi, that was her name, Mrs. Berleksi.
Mm-hmm.
But she was telling us about how, yeah, in the ceiling, there are, there's asbestos up there. So you don't want to stab that. It's
a wives' tale.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an old school.
Had to be removed. It wouldn't have mattered. By then,
Did it have to be removed?
If she knew about it.
Yeah.
It had been removed.
Okay. So it's not true.
They would have
All right.
put the kids somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or
I'm not sure where they would have put the kids.
Anywhere else. They would have put them it wasn't a big school, right?
No.
How many kids were in your graduating class? I graduated
with 125 or 145.
There you go.
Something like that. So not big.
Could have done it in my parents' basement.
There you go. That works. Now, I know the middle school was right across the parking lot, but that was full. And there's an elementary school, not half a mile. We're talking like a quarter of a mile right around the corner, but that was full too. I'm just saying, I'm not sure where they would have put everybody, but they would have found a place.
Yeah, they found something. You know, they fucking Field of Dreams that have plowed some corn. And
that's true, because it literally was surrounded by corn.
I know, but I'll say it. They would have made room and they would have gotten asbestos out.
We could have done the classes in the fields.
Yeah.
It's true.
But yeah, if you can't, especially if kids are in there, you can't have that.
Okay.
I mean, she must have had a reason. I would think probably the whole, well, I know if the principal or superintendent comes by and they see all these pencils in my ceiling,
yeah,
they're going to think I lost control.
I could see that. But there were no pencils in the ceiling.
Because everybody was afraid to get asbestos.
Yeah, there you go. All
right. Now, say what you want about Piscataway High School.
Yeah.
We would say, you know what? You're so full of shit. Now.
Now you want to start a fight.
Now. We're only going to do like a dozen. We were going to get bored really quick. Because we're all kind of get bored really quick.
Well,
now,
you were busy.
You've given us purpose.
I'm just thinking, at that age, you were sleeping with strippers. So,
I would add a new purpose.
Would you have given up the sex with strippers?
No, I would have had time, though. You know, my senior year, I only had go to school until fucking 10:15.
Not bad. And that was when you'd hook up with the strippers?
10:15 in the morning. Shit.
No. I mean, I don't know.
It's too early.
Yeah? Because, you know, morning sex can be fun. You know that. Not at this point or not at that point.
Not at that point. If you fucking spent 2 hours sleeping than before.
Because of sex with strippers.
Busy.
Oh, you were definitely busy. That's for sure.
Busy. We need to talk about with Nick B. Do we really?
I don't think so.
Nick B's full of himself.
Maybe, but thanks for joining us. We need to talk with Nick B.
Do we now?
Huh.
But yeah, it's Now I'd be pissed if I was fucking going to school.
How come?
It was bad enough I had to go my senior year for fucking 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
That was bad enough.
Okay.
And again, not that I fucking knew everything, you know.
Yeah.
Far from that. I was really, and I still am really stupid. It takes me a while to catch on to things.
You're not stupid.
But
you're not a stupid person.
Hear me out. So, with that said, now I know if I'm sitting there bored as shit.
Yeah. For 2 hours.
I mean, I had, I think, 2 or 3 classes.
Oh, okay.
One was homeroom and one was gym.
Okay.
And the guy who did gym was kind of like, I do whatever.
It's funny.
He was good. He was good with the whole look. I get it. You know what?
Yeah.
Just
go
once in a while. You know?
It's funny. That sounds.
Just participate once in a while.
That sounds like the gym teacher in middle school and high school, too. Like, we never did anything. We just showed up. That was it.
No, there was a couple of gym teachers that took it really seriously.
Okay.
It was the women gym teachers. But I think it was has something to prove.
Probably. Yeah, I would think so.
But.
But you would be pissed right now if you were in high school.
Of course.
How come?
Anything I need to know, the answer's in my pocket.
It's true.
I could find it within 10, 15 seconds.
It's true. But then it's also, too, you know, part of school is teaching you not what to think, but how to find ways to actually find ways of thinking, find ways of learning.
Oh, okay. I see.
So it's not just like playing on your phone, like on social media.
Teacher, leave the kids alone.
Oh,
see,
man.
No one can tell me what to think.
I know, baby. I know.
Okay. But see, that's my problem.
Nobody can tell you what to do.
That's just the problem.
Is it a problem?
Apparently. I think I have all the answers.
But it seems to work. You're also not in high school. Not right now.
No.
You haven't been in high school for some time, so I think it's okay.
I know, but I'm still, that attitude's still stuck.
That you know everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me, you know, which is a bad attitude.
Well, it's something. I remember you told our listeners, too, and how you've told me more than once how you graduated high school by the skin of your teeth.
Skin of your teeth.
You want to tell our listeners again? Yeah, you want to tell our listeners again?
No, they can go through the old episodes.
They can, it's true. Yeah.
No, I bought the teacher's subs because I had to pass pre-algebra. Pre-algebra.
Not even regular algebra.
Right.
It was pre-algebra.
Right, and there was a new high school, and then you walk across the parking lot to go to the old high school, which was 8th and 9th grade.
Yeah.
I had to walk back
to
the old fucking building. Go up the fucking stairs to the second floor to take this fucking idiot class with 8th and 9th graders. How happy was I?
But it was
and
not,
pay attention.
It was not an idiot class. It was the class
and
you
pay
were
attention.
In.
And pay attention.
Yeah, but you.
Those are a lot of things to ask of me.
It's true, but you couldn't be in the regular algebra class, so it's not idiot algebra.
Right.
It was just algebra. There's
a lot to ask of me. You know how distracted I could get walking across that fucking parking lot.
I do. I know how distracted you get now without walking across parking lots.
Everybody, hey, Tim, I gotta go. No, don't ask me. I know what you want to do. I want to do it too. I want to be back there next year.
Yeah, last thing you wanted to do was have to spend an extra year in high school.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I truly believe this because it was that new teacher.
Yeah.
That was starting, like, to teach the class.
Yeah.
You know, and you could just smell the fear off of her.
Okay.
You know,
she was
didn't
nervous.
Look confident.
She was nervous.
Of course she was.
She was scared. She was a rookie.
Yeah.
She,
you know, even though we're 8th and 9th graders, you're nervous in front of
her. Yeah.
And, you know, no more student fucking teacher, nothing. So a few of the kids were giving her a hard time. Not much. But you could tell she's really getting flustered.
Oh.
So finally, I'm like, shut the fuck up and leave her alone.
Yeah.
She's going to do her job and we're going to shut the fuck up. Like, I just, you know, pretty much put everybody in their place. Like, look, I'm going to fuck you up. And I don't care. I'll get suspended for 3 days, but I'll be back. you know I'll be back. What's up, Chuck?
Thanks for joining
us,
Chuck.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
But
like,
you
I don't care.
You stood up for her.
Trust me. I know how to do this. I will skip a class on a Wednesday or fucking punch you in the face on a Thursday. Get suspended.
What's up, my friend? Good to see
you. Get suspended on a Friday. Okay?
Yeah.
Get suspended on a Friday and a Monday. Now I have a 4-day weekend. So, you know, I'll punch you in the face, get what I want. So, again, I fucked. All right? This is going to happen. Let me cheat off him too.
Yes.
So, somehow I had conflicts.
Yeah.
Where I had to take this fucking stupid pre-algebra test in the library.
Okay.
So it was her and another fucking teacher.
Okay.
Or a couple other people. I'm like, all right, I'll take this stupid test.
Wow. So you didn't have anybody to cheat off of?
No.
Yeah.
Thank God I studied a little bit.
That's good. I'm glad you did too.
Was it? So I'm really, that was bad. She was, we missed it by one. I go, oh, really? The other teacher comes up and says, Jay, what are you having for lunch? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying you're wrong, but you might want to go over that test again because I don't think I got as many wrong as you say. What do you guys want for lunch? I'll go get it. I got him subs.
I came back.
And the lady's like, and she smiled when she was telling me I got one wrong, you know, and she showed it to me like, yeah, there's really one wrong.
Yeah.
But I still think she was going, you know, like, you know what? You guys go over it again. I think you might have.
You might have been incorrect.
Correct.
In one of them that you thought was wrong.
Fucking punch you in the face. I stuck up for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I came back and she's like, yeah, you're good. I'm like, thank God.
You're right. Yeah, there was one of them I thought you got wrong that you
didn't. I don't think you said that. You just said, no, you're good. You're good to go. Right.
Oh,
whew,
man.
Thank you.
So, well, I was going to say, not lucky. You got out through it. You got out of it through your charm. And also negotiation. And aloha, Lightbright. Good to see you.
So what's up, Lightbright? What's coming on? We're coming on a little late.
Yes.
But I know she's busy.
Oh, I'm sure. You're always busy, Lightbright.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi. Not a lot. I'm just leaving the ranch on my way home.
All right.
Okay.
How was it?
It was beautiful and lovely, as always. My mother is doing well. She's getting better.
Okay.
That's good news.
Yeah, very good news.
Very, very good news. Like, she can walk by herself and everything, so.
That's even better news.
Oh, so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So what's up with you guys?
Nothing.
It's true. We're doing a later episode today just because that's the way it worked.
We did do it live, but.
We did. I was too tired.
And I was too busy, so.
Yeah.
It was like at 3 o'clock. I was like, where in the hell? You know?
We apologize. But.
Yeah, sorry about that. But we will. I'm not sure. I was going to say, I don't assume we'll do one tomorrow. What time do you think we'll do it tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I don't know. What time do you think tomorrow? What time is Lightbright going to be around?
Lightbright tomorrow is Lightbright will be around whenever. Like in and out. I'll be woodworking tomorrow, so.
Right. How's the bedroom coming along?
It's going really well. I'm making progress on the set of patio furniture I'm doing, the military artillery box that I've been working on that left out progress.
It's not just the bedroom. You're building everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm remodeling my whole house also, so.
Oh, hoping you're enjoying that.
What is that?
You emailed us?
No, I said I am enjoying it.
Good. I was going to say, wait, when did you email us?
Yeah.
I misheard you.
That's okay.
Yeah, we got all the, let me see. I got all the,
there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So have you found any wonderful shows to audition for recently?
Not recently, no, but they're coming up. There are some coming up. One thing I'm realizing is that I need to, for theater, I need to join Actors Equity, which I probably will in a couple of months. And that'll be good because that'll be trying to get in for Union Theater Productions.
Okay.
You're at the bottom of the list if you're not union, which means for the most part you can show up and you're not going to get in.
Thanks for liking the show, Jeff.
Well,
yeah, Chuck liked the show.
Thanks for liking the show, Chuck. And, but of course, there are always indie film and web series, those kind of auditions too. So I had one of those actually recently. So that went well.
Plus, I'm writing some short films.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you were like focused on any one particular, you know, like being on stage or TV or film or, you know.
Well, it's really, when it comes down to acting, it's you go for wherever's booking. Theater is excellent. Like the best of the best actors that you see in movies and television, they're here in New York or in London doing theater every chance they get. So you always do theater. But then theater, there's not money in theater. So you do film work and television work for the money. But how about you, baby?
Oh, I do writing and whatever, you know. I like writing and, you know, writing short films and plays by themselves. And, you know, whatever our manager gets us, you know, not really, you know, in a rush like Dylan. It's not a rush, but so much focused on it. My focus is on more of creating the actual shows.
Yeah.
Not so much being in them.
That's
work for me.
But he's very
real money is, right?
It's true. There's a lot of work he puts into it. And again, he's a talented actor. So, so talented. But then he's also so, so talented as a screenplay writer too. I love this. When the wave hits him, he'll just sit down with a pen or with a pencil and he just starts writing. And there are usually stacks of paper at the end of it. And he throws all these stacks of paper at me and says, okay, put these all in English now. And what he means English. It's just like, you know, I can read his handwriting. Not many people can. So I take his writing and I type it up.
What's like that though? It comes in waves, huh?
Yeah, and I'm writing I don't like to write, or I don't even like watching horror movies, but I came up with a good idea for one.
You did.
But they make money, and I'm like, all right, you know what, why not?
And yours is a good idea, too.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like for horror films, like, they don't even really have to be particularly, like, fabulous or anything, and they still make money.
It's so true.
A fabulous one, wow.
Yeah, and there's so many outlets.
Yeah, there are.
You know?
Well, I'm working on trying to get started writing actually two books, but I just don't know how to go about it. Like, one of them really is just a book about me, my life and experiences, and the message from the book about me is really staring adversity in the face and kicking its ass. And
all right.
And adaptability and resilience. That's basically what the gist of it. But I want it to be funny too, but also like, I feel like my life story could really like touch people. So I also want it to, you know, be really heartfelt and have a lot of depth at the same time. But I just don't know how to go about writing something like that.
I just got to start putting it to paper and don't be afraid.
Yeah, I've been writing down, like, I'll remember something that happened in my life, and like, I'm trying to just get all the memories written down and then put them in order chronologically.
Yep, exactly. Because you're not going to remember them as they happen. They hit you when they hit you.
Right. I've tried to sit down and just write a timeline, but it just doesn't work for me like that. So.
But right. Good for you.
And sometimes you even have to just step away from it, like as far as like thinking about it, that this happened to you. Think of it like as it happened to your character that you're writing for, so you're almost disassociated from it, and it'll flow better. Because
really?
It's almost thinking of like a third person, because you're taking any blockage of like having to remember any hardship or any hurting, and because any roadblock, because you're saying you want to put some diversity in this that you faced. So as you're writing that, you're gonna be like, oh, but then I'm gonna be sharing this with the world. I don't wanna do that. So if you're thinking about it in third person, you're not gonna be thinking of that you're gonna be sharing your hardships with the world.
Right, it's a distance. Oh, I think a more healthy way to do it.
easily.
And,
I,
okay.
Well, if you're
y'all are in my other book, the second book, y'all are in it.
Wait, the second book what?
That I'm working on writing, y'all are in it too.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Well, what's it about?
Yeah. Really, stories about, you know, Podbean, basically, and, you know, the community and family, you know, like, I love this community. I love my Podbean family. And
yeah.
Really, I feel like I should be the poster child for Podbean, because Podbean has really, like, the way it has affected my life, or the way that it's worked, like, I mean, it's been quite profound, actually. Like where I was at in my life when I came to Podbean, and then, you know, like a show that I just so happened to come across at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when they were talking about the gig industry and, you know, hustling Instacart and things like that, and apps I had on my phone that I was getting ready to delete. And I was like, well, I'll give them one more shot. And, you know, inspired by these guys that I heard on Podbean. And so I gave it another shot. And wound up making some money, and I was like, you know what, I can make this money, and I don't have to tell him, my kid's dad, about this money or how much of it that I made or whatever, and it's my money. Like, I can get myself out of this mess that I'm in right now. I can climb out of this hole. So I started hustling the apps, and then that led to joining the workforce again. And then that led to, like, I climbed that ladder really fast. In fact, the owners still trust me enough that when they leave town, like, they're like, hey, I need you. Can you come work? Blah, 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 blah. Because if not for me, then they would just shut the whole operation down while they go on vacation or whatever. So, and then. Yeah, so I regained my independence, and a lot of it inspired because of Podbean, the things I've come across, people I've encountered and interacted with on Podbean. And
good for you, Lightbright.
I love all of you so much, and you all have a role, like, for me that really touches my heart and has really played a role in my life that you just couldn't imagine.
Oh, well, thank you, Lightbright. We love you, too.
Well, they say it's the whole... Family's the people that raise you, but when you grow up, family is the people you pick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or choose to be around.
Yeah. Well, yep. It's something, like, I mean, usually, I, of course, it's the same thing for Podbean, too, now that you're mentioning putting it this way, like, right? But I know one thing I always appreciate here about living, and those of us who, some people are from originally from New York City, but there are a large number of us, myself included, who migrated here, like as pilgrims, almost on some level. And it's, well, yeah, you have your family that, like Tim had just said, were raised by. But then you have your chosen family. Yeah, that's it. So you have our whole new families that you create here. So Podbean, I can see the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. So I call it a modern family.
It doesn't it doesn't have borders, you know?
That's true.
It sure
family
doesn't.
All the time, right, baby?
It does. Podbean doesn't have borders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard of an app called Clapper?
No.
Slacker? I heard of it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Clapper, like clap your hands, Clapper.
Oh, Clapper, like, you know, the old lady clap on, clap off?
Yeah, Clapper. But not for a lamp or anything. It's basically with TikTok probably going away, and their community guidelines are so strict and everything that a lot of the TikTok users are moving over to Clapper. So, but with Clapper, you don't have to have 1,000 fans or followers or anything to go live, and you can, the host cannot mute, and the host cannot turn their video off. But everybody else that calls up or whatever, they can either have just their video or just their audio or both, or turn this off and mute the mic, all of that. But the host cannot. But you can, like, go live immediately if you want, and you don't have to have all those followers and stuff. And, like, that's not how their app works. And the community guidelines are very not very strict at all. Like, I've seen some stuff on there already, but they have a setting where it's called NSFW, not safe for work. And so if okay. you don't want to see the spicy stuff and boobs and whatever, you just do the not safe for work setting and it won't show you that stuff.
All right. I know Tim's checking it out right now.
Why
know.
Would I not go on?
It's fun and you could gain quite a following. Definitely. And of course, I'm like right on there too. And like already, I've only been on Clapper for like a month and I've already got like, I haven't checked it today, but yesterday I had like 300 and some followers already. And this morning I earned 600 diamonds, which is gifts, whatever. So, but there's a lot of people on the platform and smart people too. People do woodworking. These other guys, they do 3D printing, like fishing lures, and they airbrush them. And I've met some biologists on there and engineers and, like, all kinds of crafters and workers and actors. In fact, I made a new friend today. She actually is, like, a grip, like a stage grip.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of people on there, and there's always somebody on, and they're all... There's tons of traffic that will come through and, you know, check you out all the time. It's really cool. I've found a really cool community there already.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So definitely check Clapper out. I think y'all, in fact, y'all are so funny. People would really love y'all.
Aw. Definitely check it out and try to get on it when we get on with.
And if y'all do, hey, I could have that date with Kim Jong-un's sister on Clapper. Yeah. Like, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Absolutely.
We're going to set that up.
We do. It's true. Well, you know Kim Jong-un, so that's going to be a new thing, baby.
I know, but I'm just saying. But,
you're just a little busy, but.
Well, we could set up the Clapper tomorrow.
Good idea.
We could do it tomorrow.
I like it. What, you think his sister will be on tomorrow?
Oh, she thinks she rules the roost.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know what carrot to dangle in front of her.
That would be so cool. Like, I would definitely carve out some time just for her.
All right. It'll be on Clapper, though.
It won't be on Podbean.
Well, maybe we can have it on both. I don't know, but at least we'll have it on Clapper once we make a profile and we friend request Lightbright.
Yep.
And then we'll have it tomorrow. Oh, I got a dermatologist appointment.
Yes.
So I'll have to do in the afternoon.
All right.
Let me see.
Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to remember. You told me what time your appointment is. I just forget. But that would be so much fun if we can get Kim Jong-un's sister and you, Lightbright, to have your date at the very least on Clapper. It'd be a start.
That would be so fun. And I have friends already that, like, we'll have people joining, like, right off the jump.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Looking forward to seeing this. Once, of course, yeah, Tim reaches out. Because you remember Kim Jong-un's sister. You just have a thing with Tim.
Yeah.
So it'll be something to see, like you said, you know what kind of carrot you're going to dangle for. I'm interested in seeing what your plan is for this.
I'm excited about it too. In fact, once I get parked somewhere and I'm not driving, I will, because I have you on Instagram. So do you still have access to your Instagram?
Yes, we do. We haven't really done anything with our Instagram yet.
Yeah, but
it's there. But.
Right, but what time were you thinking? So at least this way, like any time after 2 would be good.
Well, that works for me too.
Like 3.
3 for y'all's time. I think, let's see, it's 9 o'clock for me now. So what time is it for you right now?
10:15.
10, okay, so y'all are just an hour ahead. So yeah, that... Y'all's time 2, 3, those times work for me. And like Clapper has become a thing that, like, I check it like 100,000 freaking times a day.
Well, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, so we'll do tomorrow at like 3 p.m.
Okay, 3 p.m. for y'all, 2 p.m. for me. Perfect. So once I get parked at home, I will share my Clapper profile so that way, you know, my red hair kind of can't miss it. But just in case, it'll make it a lot simpler.
Well, this will be awesome, Light Bright.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm so excited. See, I've been waiting for somebody, like a good show. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun.
It will be.
People with puppets on Clapper, like the Muppets kind of Muppets puppets.
Oh, man.
And anytime y'all get ready to let me go, y'all can just, like, let me know, and we can say bye, and you can hang up. I just can't.
Yes. For sure.
That's
so, but yeah, right around 3 o'clock, and then if it's any weird thing happening, we'll get in touch with you, or Jolene can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Through Instagram.
Yeah.
But 3 o'clock, I don't see any problem with 3 o'clock.
I think that should work.
Unless it is a date.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it is. And Tim said, unless he gets hit by a car, you're not going to get hit by a car.
No.
If a car hits you, I'm going to punch it in a Twinkie.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, I'm looking forward to this.
An hour from 2 to 3, so I'll have a whole hour.
That will be fabulous.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan. So we will talk tomorrow then.
Yeah, this will be good.
I'm trying to download the app now, but
oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
in just a bit, be able to do it.
They like the platform is like there's people on it all the time. And like some people's lives have like between 50 to 250 people. Like I have been in a line with that many people, but it's not like up there in the box or not mine either. But they do, those rooms do get that big. When the people with the ribbons enter the room, those are the people you want to shout out, because that means that they are top gifters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not about money like that, but if you do want to make them, those are the people you shout out. And people on Clapper haven't learned, like on Podbean it's different because it's audio and got your chat. So, you know, chat is like a super duper big deal, and people on Clapper don't realize how much that, you know, you mention the people and you pay attention to your chat, and people will stick around and they will stay. They haven't quite learned that over there. Not everyone. A few have, but not a lot of them.
Okay. So it's a new platform. I'd imagine it's evolving in some way, like with anything.
It hasn't been super popular until now. I think it's been around for like 4 or 5 years, maybe a couple more, but it's been around for a few years. People just haven't really known about it until now that TikTok is...
Wait, we're losing you, Light Bright?
No.
Okay, I think we've got a bad connection.
Yeah, it keeps breaking up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably because I just...
Oh, maybe, yeah, that might be the case. And now, okay, yeah, now it looks like we lost you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all right.
Either way,
we'll be back on either way tomorrow. It'll be 2 p.m. your time, Light Bright. It'll be 3 p.m. our time. Can't wait.
Yes.
This will be fun. But we'll catch all of you tomorrow. Thanks. Or we'll catch
you. What else you got?
Oh, yeah. What else do I have? Oh, yes. Okay, just a minute. I got a little bit more here. For one, there is actually an enormous hot dog sculpture that has been actually placed here in Times Square.
Where?
In Times Square. I don't
know
where.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. It's a 65-foot hot dog sculpture. And apparently it's a statement on veganism. And it's, you know.
Why does everything have to make a fucking statement?
Well, I'm thinking of this. Think Anonymous.
First
all art is political. unless you're a cobbler, unless you're making shoes. And you're not a cobbler, are you, Johnson?
I'm angry.
I know. But are you a cobbler?
I'm a few things. Right now I'm fucking angry. It's just stupid, if you ask me.
You think it's stupid to make a statement with art?
I think it's ridiculous. No, but I think that's ridiculous.
A hot dog?
A hot dog.
A sculpture of a hot dog. I mean, mind
just
you,
before,
I haven't
just
seen
what
yet.
I didn't think, you know, this stupid city couldn't be any more fucking liberal.
We are quite a liberal, or a progressive, especially, city.
Progressive.
Yeah. We definitely are. Now, mind you, there are conservative bases in the city, too. It's just
where?
The majority of the
I'm not saying that's even a good thing. All I'm saying is you got to have a little bit offset, you know? A little bit.
Well, you know, when it comes down to anything here, there'll be full-on arguments between strangers. So there definitely is. It's not like it's just one voice the whole time.
So what's this veganism have to do with a hot dog?
Well, you know, hot dogs are made from meat.
Okay.
So it's just, it's...
Actually, it's leftover meat from what they're not going to use in, like...
Either way, it's
they
from
use
meat.
Everything. They don't waste anything.
Yeah, but either way, it's from meat. So it's the whole same...
So what do they use? You throw it out? That's a waste.
Well, the whole thing with veganism is you don't even kill the creature.
Hey, if things were reversed, and trust me on this...
Yeah.
Me and you would be fucking being served up to some
yes.
cow in fucking Seattle.
We would. Now, mind you, cows don't eat people. Or cows don't eat
You know
meat.
What? Again, thank God, because if the tables were turned, like I said.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole different story going on right now.
Well, it's the same way with, like, sharks and bears and crocodiles. They eat. We're their prey. That's it. Well, not as much with sharks. They can't digest our bones well, but they still sometimes.
But they don't care.
They
don't care.
They mistake us. Like, if we're on a surfboard or something, we look like a seal. They usually mistake us for something else. But bears were their prey. Crocodiles were their prey. It's, yeah.
Oh, crocodiles. Yeah, they,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'll eat that motherfucker for a week.
Exactly. Now, with alligators, not as much. But, well, maybe small children and pets.
Crocodiles, they won't even fucking
Yeah, no, we're their prey. Exactly, we're their prey. So, yeah.
Hey. They better watch it with me.
Oh, I know. What are you going to do with the crocodile?
I'm just angry right now.
I know, baby.
I'm
going to
throw that fucking hot dog in Times Square at him. Say, look.
Well, it's a sculpture. So it's not an actual
and then,
hot dog.
Then they would be mad at me and say, dude, what did you just do?
So now the crocodile is going to back talk.
You know what? And I deserve it. So go ahead. I'll go willingly.
Are you telling them, baby, or are they telling you?
I'm telling them. I'll go willingly. But that was a stupid move.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize. But I'm sure it's too late.
Oh,
but
wow.
The apologies out there nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to come drown me. I'll gladly just walk over to where you want to fucking come meet your family first.
Yeah.
You know, play with the kids for a little bit. You can get some time alone with the wife. Then you could eat me, okay?
Okay, you're going to let them eat you alive.
Sure, wouldn't. No.
Because you know they drown you to kill you.
Look, when they go have their quality time together,
yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Alligator.
Mr. and Mrs. Crocodile. Not an alligator, crocodile.
I'd say to the kids, look, who's the best uncle you got? And you're like, we don't have an uncle. I'm like, oh, you don't have an uncle. See, we have Uncle Timmy.
Exactly.
And I pull out like some lollipops or something, and I'd be like, oh my God, these things are great. I'm like, oh.
Wait, the baby crocodiles are going to like lollipops?
Of course they will. Like any, because that's the parents don't give them that.
Oh,
they want
okay.
their teeth to be nice and strong. I'm
oh,
a bad influence.
Man.
Kids
I think
like
so.
That.
I think
kids
you're
like
right.
that. So they're like, yeah, what's the best way here that your parents won't know? Because I could bring you back more stuff, more gifts.
Oh,
because kids
I see.
Are selfish motherfuckers like that.
They can be.
No, they all of them.
Well, yeah, they're basically just tiny adults.
None of them are gonna go run into mom and dad saying, "Hey, this guy's trying to get out of it." Like, oh, you guys are going to bring back more shit.
Yes.
For us.
More
junk
food.
We just don't have to rat them out. That's not a bad trade-off.
I think that could work. You might be onto something.
I know it will. I know it will, sweetheart.
Oh, man.
What else do I got? Huh?
Well,
you
got...
outrun it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're not going to outrun a crocodile.
I'm not
going to
outrun
sure.
it.
And those jaws. You're not going to fight your way out of them. That's
no,
not happening.
I'm not. Not happy. Sorry, not today. Not today.
But you're going to be clever.
It's all I got. I've ever had is my wit.
Yeah, you do.
All I've ever had. We were just talking about that 5 minutes ago.
It's true. Your wit.
Only had my wit.
But your wit has won you so far, hasn't it?
So far.
I mean, you won me over.
But hey, you know what? That, who knows how long I fucking...
How long is this train going to keep running?
How long that fucking winning streak's going to... That wheel of fortune's going to fucking stop someday and be like, nope. And what's that going to come out? Not today.
Yeah, there you go. I used to say, I'm trying to remember
Mutombe,
the Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. No, not today.
No.
All right. Yeah, I had that shit been down a long time ago. I get it. Yep. I lunch too often. You touched the wolf, then.
You know what? It's worked.
Yeah.
It's worked.
But, all right. So we got a clapper.
Yes.
So, yeah, you get Bernie in here.
That'll be good. Have
Bernie here?
Have Bernie come in tomorrow?
No, today.
Tonight? Oh, okay.
Today? Have him step in.
It's late. I wouldn't think that he would be, I wouldn't think he'd be too late for.
Look. What's up, Chuck?
Thanks for joining us again, Chuck.
I'm just saying.
But by all means, if Bernie comes in tonight, that'd be great. I'd love to tell him.
Fucker, he better come down quick. Come up quick, because there ain't much left in Timmy, boy. I'm going to fucking sleep.
It's true.
And it's better not be Matt texting me. I told him, not after 10. Not after 10.
Nope. That's too late.
Ooh.
Was it
oh,
him?
Oh, wait, it's 9:29. Okay. You're lucky. Finally, that's his speech.
He didn't.
Finally.
Oh.
Hopefully it'll last a while.
What's that?
Hopefully it'll last a while.
Yes, fingers crossed on that.
I know what time it was. My clock broke.
I'm sure.
All right, you got some news? Did you see Anne Hathaway?
No, what about Anne Hathaway?
Oh my God, she's fucking... She was crying on Jimmy Fallon.
How come?
Because she was talking about her book.
Oh, okay.
Right? And she rhetorically asked the audience, have you read my book? Nope. Not one person clapped. And it kind of shocked her.
Oh, that's tough.
And Jimmy Fallon just was kind of quick on his feet and was like, well, no, my audience doesn't read. If you want that, that's more of a Stephen Colbert audience.
That's funny. That's funny, yeah.
And she wasn't having it.
Oh, no.
She just got like, she's not bawling, crying, but you could tell her ego was fucking smashed.
She was hurt.
But you know what? She should be. She doesn't deserve a good life. She's not a good person.
Yeah, you told me. Well, explain to the audience why
she's not a good person, because she was dating this ultra rich guy.
Yeah. This uber wealthy, not just
uber wealthy guy. However, he wasn't uber wealthy. He was a fucking scumbag that stole from old people in nursing homes.
He was a scammer.
He was a fucking piece of shit.
He was a fraud.
He was a piece of shit.
He was a con man. Yeah.
So, of course, you know, he's got a fucking wine and diner, buy her all this jewelry. Well, he got busted by the feds.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we want that money back to give back to the old people.
Yeah.
And they only got a little bit of money back, of course, because he pissed it away.
Yeah.
Well, look, Anne Hathaway, you know, got X amount of dollars worth of jewelry.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that was a gift. You can't have that back. She went to fucking court
saying
that,
cool.
You know, she hired a lawyer and everything to say that it was wrong to give back the jewelry because it was a gift to her. She shouldn't have to give it back.
Yeah,
and she knew the mojo behind it. That's not a nice person. I am glad that fucking happened.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That is such a fucking,
yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you.
I mean, she's such a great actor. I'm
but
really,
you know, she acts like she's got a fucking soul.
It's something I expect better. Of us, because there's something with acting. The great actors,
but
you have to have a level of empathy that shows no empathy whatsoever.
Yeah, but it shows that how selfish.
Yeah.
You know.
That's so sad.
Yeah. That. Yeah. Sad for her because, you know, apparently she holds great. You know, has no love in her heart for old people or to do the right thing.
Yeah.
A piece of fucking shiny jewelry.
Really, that
around
that's
her
more,
neck
that's
that
more
she
important.
Wears once in a while.
That's more important.
It's more important than fucking giving old people their money back. I have a real problem. That's morally obscene to me.
Yeah.
That's why I get worked up.
Yeah.
It's morally obscene.
I don't disagree with you.
So glad that it happened. Couldn't have happened to a better person. And you know why? I'll continue.
All right.
You know why? I know that I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
Why's that?
Because it's a taped show. It's not live.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're taped during the day, just like Colbert is taped during the day.
Yeah.
Not taped at 11 o'clock at night. They're not live.
No.
The audience is live, but it's taped. They could cut. They could have cut the segment out.
They could have, but they did not.
Because they wanted to show her the piece of shit that she was. In my opinion. Because, that's not, I don't know. Nobody read my book. Read my book.
Yeah.
No.
But I love Jimmy Fallon's response. Like, it's not my audience. My audience doesn't read. That's more Stephen Colbert. That's funny.
It is funny.
And that's good. That's he was on his feet.
But again,
yeah,
he shouldn't have tried to save her.
I get that.
He should have been like, you.
No, him trying to save her was the right thing to do.
I know.
It would have been tacky to have been
turning
into
I guess that's why she's not on my show.
Yeah,
our
exactly.
Show.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
I don't want her on the show.
I know.
Even if she begged.
She's not going to be on our show.
If she begged, I would say no.
That's what you'd say, no? Yeah.
We're gone with you. You displease me. Ouch.
There it is.
You displease me greatly.
Oh, man. It's so funny. I love that that's your catchphrase now. This displeases me.
This displeases me. And of course, the other side of that, this pleases me. You don't hear that too often.
It's true.
This displeases me.
I'll wait with you.
You have to do this.
This displeases me. Like gesturing towards
this. Gesturing.
What is this?
To the right and to the left. All of it. You're all of it within my sight displeases me.
Everybody displeases you. And everything.
You can see me. I can see you and you displeased me.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll go get Bernie.
Okay, it'll be excellent to get to chat with him. It'll be good catching up with him because we haven't seen him in a minute. Oh, my. I just, as Timmy Boy is going to get Bernie, I saw this. Rudy Giuliani. He owes his creditors $153 million at this point. And what he's told the bankruptcy court, how he's going to handle paying off this debt, is that he's going to limit himself to a budget of $43,000 a month. He hasn't stuck with it. So basically, at this point in time, he's not going to be able to pay back that $143 million. Now, I'm not sure what the bankruptcy court's going to do about this, but we'll see where that goes. Oh, I saw this too. I was fascinated by this. Archaeologists have stumbled upon a passage written in a previously unknown Indo-European language. Now, this is in a location in Turkey. This is a location that is one of the early sites of early human civilization. There has been countless discoveries here. Again, civilization was there, and different tribes, everything actually lived and worked out of there. And as archaeologists are digging around, they found these 30 tablets in a language that they can't decipher. It's but then actually what they've they do have an ability to decipher some old text that we haven't spoken for thousands of years. But when doing this deciphering, they were able to find this unrecognized language throughout. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to figure out what the general meaning is by seeing, because there actually is language surrounding this text they don't recognize that they do recognize. They're trying to piece together, all right, how do we translate this based on what we do understand and convert this to what we don't understand. So that will be absolutely fascinating to see where that goes. And how many other languages?
Bernie!
Good to see you, Bernie. How have you been?
I'm doing well.
And it's so late. I'm surprised to see you here this late.
Well, you got work like me to do.
It's true. You've been busy.
I've been keeping the midnight oil going.
It sounds like it. You've been busy.
I've been busy.
Oh, my. And I'm surprised.
Why is this chair acting weird on me right now?
I really don't know. I'm not sure why, Bernie.
I come in here all the time. You should have this adjusted for me before I get here.
We should. I didn't even know that it wasn't adjusted. I apologize.
You see?
Would you like to trade chairs?
I know your husband. You can't leave anything up to that moron.
Oh, he's not a moron.
I know he didn't know it, or else I'd be on the floor.
Be nice, Bernie. Well, I'm so excited to see you again. Now, you've been...
If I'd have known, I'd have brought my tool set for my car. And I would have fixed it pretty quick, too.
Well, we appreciate that, but that's okay. You didn't bring a tool set from your car.
I don't have the time to fix it either.
No, I was going to say, it's so late at this point. But how have you been, Bernie? What's going on?
I've been good.
And I'm surprised the missus is letting you out this late at night.
Look, the missus has nothing to do with it right now. I got more important fish to fry.
Okay.
And I'm not talking gefilte fish.
That's different.
That's different. I don't even have time for gefilte fish. I've lost 8 pounds in the last 14 weeks.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. You tell me. Do I look svelte?
I think you're doing all right, Bernie.
I think I'm doing better than all right.
Oh, what?
But this country, I don't think it is.
What's going on, Bernie?
You don't know what's going on.
Well,
you don't read the papers.
I do. There's a lot going on, but you tell me, because I know a lot of times you know things that I don't.
Because there's certain things I could talk about. I think the young people are underestimating a threat from Trump.
All right. Well, thank you for liking the show, like Brett and Chuck.
Even if he loses.
Yeah.
He's still going to talk a lot of shit.
He is. It's true.
And a lot of people are going to listen.
Yeah. About 1/3 of the country, which is terrifying.
Look at David Duke.
Yes, exactly.
I'm talking that one that's walking around in the Daisy Duke shorts. Not that one.
David Duke is the one who in the 70s ran for president. And it turns out he was ahead of the KKK. And he was ahead of the KKK, right?
Yeah, he was a grand wizard of the KKK. And he was a Democrat.
Just wow.
He was loved.
That is something. And it turns out he was part of the KKK. A grand wizard.
They had pictures of him. Yep.
Well, just like we have Congress people, the GOP, MAGAs, that are
but
members of the KKK.
But now they don't hide anymore like
no,
that.
No, they don't.
He
it's
was
true.
Hiding. He was hiding. All those pictures, everything.
Man.
But.
Yeah.
Not
but.
Anymore. Now it's.
They're not even hiding. They're flat out
they
Nazis.
They don't have to hide anymore. Now it's a.
Yeah, MAGAs go to Nazi rallies. They do. It's crazy. This is insane.
Now it's the in thing to do. It's what the cool kids
like,
do.
Like, really? Really? MAGA are the cool kids now, or Nazis are the cool kids now?
I don't know.
How did that happen, Bernie? And you're a Jewish man. That must be terrifying.
I know.
That must be so
terrifying.
It's not terrifying.
It's angry. And I'd like to see them talk that shit in front of me.
Oh, my. I would think you
would. Oh, you fuck a brother up.
Yeah. Now, did you, were you much of a fighter? Like a fist fighter?
You know, I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
I know that very well.
I had to fight the women off me, but that's enough.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like the missus usually has the women coming after you.
Well,
so.
You don't know too many Jewish fighters, do you? In the MMA?
I know there are some. I don't know off
I don't
the top.
Know of any.
I know there are, I don't know off the top of my head their names, but I know there are some.
I don't know of any. Good for you.
I can look that up quick if you would like for me to.
Not really.
There you go. But
that's
yeah,
going to make me sad, those numbers.
Yeah, there aren't many. There are some. There are at least two, I know.
How do you two?
At least two.
See, I told you I'd be sad.
Well, at least there aren't none.
And look.
That's better than
I'm
zero.
I'm still going to vote for Biden. I don't care.
All right. That's good.
I don't.
I'm happy to hear that, Bernie.
There's many, many things I don't agree with that old fuck on.
Yeah. But what's the better option? Who's the better option?
I don't like at all his opinion on Israel.
Yeah.
Turned his back on him.
What are you feeling about Israel?
I think that deadbeat turned his back on Israel.
How so?
How so? Don't you read the papers?
Well, I do, but we're still giving money to Israel.
Doesn't matter. We're not giving them respect. We're talking shit behind their back. Not me. You know if I got something to say. What's up, sweetest angel? You know if I got something to say.
It's true.
I won't be like that fucking Codehead Bernie. I mean, See, you are Bernie. I'm all worked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Biden.
You're saying your own name. Now, you know, there's actually, the far right is actually committing genocide at this point, right?
Please.
They're committing genocide at this point, Bernie.
Who?
The far right.
I'm talking about the Jewish state of Israel. Why Biden turned his back on that?
The far right. Again, far right always is creating genocide of some sort, including far right in Israel. There's genocide. It's not Israel as a whole, but there's the far right that's the problem.
Look, talking about one man.
Okay. One, yes.
One man.
As you hold up one finger, yes.
Okay, like the MMA we were just talking about minutes ago.
Yes.
You get two guys in a cage.
Cage fighting, right? Yeah.
Right. But you take the ref out.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. The ref is the American people.
Okay.
And they're going to vote one guy in or one guy out.
Yes, it's true.
Who you going to vote for, don't tell me, because it's a very personal choice.
Okay.
I'll let you know who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, you can.
I'm an independent myself, as you know.
Yeah.
The longest serving independent in this great country of ours.
That's right, you are, Bernie.
Goddamn right I am.
And I respect that, because I'm an independent too, but
I'm Vermont's finest import.
Yes, you are, yes. But you know who the independent
I'm a political maverick.
You are, that's right, Bernie. And but you
without a horse.
Yeah. But you
love horses, but there's so much work, I wouldn't be up for that. My daughters would love that, but and the granddaughters, but it's too much work, I've told them.
That's okay.
Many times, it's very expensive.
Yeah, oh yeah, our horses are expensive.
The sport of kings for a reason.
It's true.
I bet if King David had one, it would be for about a week. Like, I know this thing's getting us through the deserts to get to the promised land, but I can't afford this anymore. You gotta send it back.
No.
And then there'd be the bickering.
We're living here.
There would be the strongly worded tablets going from one to the other. I see, this is why we need the stupid fucking horse. I ain't carrying these tablets back to... And Moses be like, of course you are. I need King David to know how I feel. I'm like, trust me, it's not much. I could pretty much give them the crib notes, the summary.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so wordy. Lawyers haven't even been invented yet.
No, not yet. Not
at that point, no. They're still marching through the promised land, trying to get to, Germany, I guess. And that wasn't short. We all know that wasn't the promised land for the Jew.
That was not
a friend of the Jew.
That was not.
So, they had a horse. They could have really kept going, but no, they had to get rid of the horse.
Man.
That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta spend a little extra money, make your life a little easier.
Yeah.
I get that. I want to spend that money. It's a lot of work.
But
you gotta delegate the work.
There are choices.
There's choice. Thank you.
You make choices.
Thank you.
Bernie, you know these things.
I wish everyone was as smart as you.
Well, you wish everyone was as smart as me?
As smart as you.
Really? I don't know, Bernie. You know things that I don't know.
I heard this, that Kim Jong-un's sister is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un's sister is going to come in tomorrow for her date or at least an intro with Lightbright.
No.
Well, she's
not
going
to lie. I'm saying I wouldn't like to see that, but I do have to maintain my disdain.
Wait, what kind of
that regime? For that regime.
The dictatorship of North Korea.
Not the three.
Yeah.
There'll just be a threesome that I would be having to...
Wait, a lesbian threesome? There are two. That's
look,
a two-some.
I said enough.
Yeah, because that's a twosome. There are only two women involved with that.
Well, if I was around, maybe I could,
Unless are you hoping for an MFF situation?
Look, I don't know. Look, it's late.
With Lightbright.
I think I've said too much already. I think I've stuck my foot in my mouth.
Yeah, maybe.
That's not a sexual thing. It's just a turn of phrase.
It's not a fetish.
It's a turn of phrase.
Well, you know that is
some is fetishes.
Exactly.
I heard of it.
Putting your foot in your mouth is a fetish.
The missus made me do it.
You are in a fate. Or is the missus
I'm a maverick. Not only on Capitol Hill, but in the bedroom.
Yes.
And I don't like to toot my own horn, but
oh, man.
You think Biden can do all those antics that this maverick can? I don't think so. No.
I would think you could teach him a thing or two.
At this point, why? Yeah. Why would it matter?
That's fair, Bernie. But either way,
a waste of my time.
Well, at the very least, you're inspiring younger people.
Hopefully, I'm inspiring.
You are. Inspiring.
Younger generation.
You
anything
are
is possible.
I know you inspire my generation. I think you're inspiring Generation Z. Which
but no
is
one
the
listens
next
to
generation.
Me. Well, because I should be president. They brought out this dusty old fuck Biden. He surpassed me.
Yeah. Well, mind you, for a lot of that, the Electoral College didn't help for
but,
a lot of things.
You know, a dear friend of mine, Bill Clinton, had told me.
Yeah.
In private.
Oh, okay.
You know, Bernie, could have been worse. How's that, Bill? Well, we could have Hillary in the White House.
Now,
at least it's Joe.
Why would that have been worse?
I don't know. Look, I don't question any ex-president.
There you
especially
go.
Especially when I'm on good terms with them.
That's fair. Now, mind you, there is definitely an ex-president you do question, but then again, he's a neo-Nazi sympathizer.
Well, I don't question
Trump.
How do I not question him? I question everything he's done.
I was going to say, though, I said you do question him.
Oh.
Because you said you don't question ex-presidents. I said you do question one.
Well, he's not a president.
No, he's an ex-president.
He's not a president.
But he was
he's not a president.
It's true.
He's not a president in my country.
That's right. He's not. Thank God.
Maybe over in Russia.
Yeah, probably. Well, no, he's Putin's bitch. So he's not a president there.
I'm just saying. He's vice president. Maybe he's...
Well, he's Putin's lapdog. So.
I don't know if that cabinet position exists.
And
maybe he's, you know, I don't know what positions they exist. I'm not communist. I'm not socialist. Nor do I want to be.
That's okay. Well, I thought you were a democratic socialist.
Look, that's different.
It's true. That is different. Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, just,
I was in a good mood.
I'm sorry, Bernie. I love
having, always questioning me.
I love having conversations with you. Because
you don't listen.
You're fascinating to talk to, Bernie.
Very fascinating. What is Kim Jong-un's sister's name?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
She looks very angry.
She does. Well, she still has a thing for Timmy Boy, you know.
I think, you know, she just needs the dust knocked off a little bit.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
And
the
hopefully,
dust,
hopefully, Lightbright will help with that.
I think Lightbright's more than...
More than capable
yes. of knocking the dust off of that.
I'm just saying, I'm hoping...
She just has to be careful when venturing into North Korea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't...
Yeah, there you go. I think you're right.
You think men bullshit and make a lot of empty promises? Let me tell you something, Lightbright.
Kim Jong-un's sister makes more.
She did not make me hard. I don't need my brake lanes cut before I go outside in 5 minutes.
Wait, I wonder, do you have a history with Kim Jong-un's sister?
I do now. I think badmouth her. Guilt by association.
Well, I didn't badmouth her. I'm just asking you what you're saying.
It's confidential material.
And I don't have the clearance for that, so that's
all
right.
Don't.
You don't have to tell me, Bernie.
All I know is Tim better be working on his apology letter. I need to hear that.
I think so.
He's got me all fucking waiting on that.
Oh, and he'll do it. I know he will.
I know. I'm on the edge of my seat. I want to know what it's about.
I'm looking,
who it's to.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
What it's about. Who it's to. Does it involve me in any way?
Yeah, he told me.
Because I don't need that bad press.
Oh, I get it. But he told me he wouldn't tell me anything.
I know. He never does. He keeps shit close to his vest.
He does. It's true.
Get nothing by that guy.
Well, it's all right. He doesn't get anything by you either. I don't think so, Bernie.
No. Not a thing. But I saw that ABC News weatherman, Rob Musciato, was fired for anger issues.
Yeah, there you go. I saw that too.
Every picture they've seen him in, he looks like the mellowest guy ever.
But apparently not.
Apparently not.
Now, what do you think? That's one thing. I never saw what he did.
He's the weatherman.
He's the weatherman. But even too, like weatherman, why would you be angry?
I guess
weatherman?
He's out. You know, once the camera shuts off, he's not the nicest person to people.
Not such a good guy anymore.
Apparently not. I don't want to spread rumors.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there'll be more out. as it comes.
I would think so, probably.
Maybe you should get together with Anne Hathaway. They sound like they'd be a nice couple.
They might be. You might be right. Maybe he'll be a dick and steal some jewelry for her.
Exactly.
Or bully some jewelry out of somebody.
Mold people. Oh. And then she'd get back at him and fucking hock him. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe we should collect the insurance, buddy.
So bad.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Sounds like.
And then if he get caught, she'd fucking rat him out. Yeah. Seconds flat.
I was gonna say, yeah, you. I see why you and Timmy are such good friends.
Because we're realists. He's independent. I'm an independent.
I'm an independent too, but my.
You're a registered independent.
I'm a registered independent, but mind you, I'm a progressive. I'm a progressive independent.
See, already arguing. Begins.
Oh, not even arguing.
About good night. I gotta get out of here.
I
gotta beat the traffic.
Well,
us Vermonts.
Yes.
Vermontonians get up early in the morning.
So you're not staying here in New York tonight?
No, I'm on my way home.
Well, I appreciate you coming to see us. I love talking to you, Bernie.
All right. See you next time around.
We'll see you then. Thank you, Bernie. Well, that was entertaining. I'm glad that I got to chat with Bernie.
No, you don't. No music to play me out?
Well, I don't have... I know Timmy's the one who has the music, and he just stepped out. It's something. Whenever we have guests come in, Timmy always steps out.
You can never align that guy.
I think he's just got his hands full.
Oh, I bet he does.
He does, yeah.
In the bathroom.
He's a busy bee.
In the bathroom, fucking rubbing one out.
Well, I mean, I hope I satisfy him.
Sure you do.
But there are certain points in time if I'm not home or if I'm sleeping and he wants some attention. I know I'm not much use to him if I'm asleep. Yeah, that's it.
Good night,
good night, Bernie. It was good getting to chat with you again. We'll see you the next time. And all right, everybody, thanks for joining us. And we'll be back again tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good night, everybody.